Life Audio.
Hello. Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for our lives. I'm your host, Kyle Norman. After a brief message from one of our sponsors, we will continue with today's verse.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Today's verse can be found in John chapter 20, verses 1 and 2. Early on that first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the entrance. So she came running to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one Jesus loved, and said, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have put him." For Mary and the disciples, Easter morning makes no sense. It defied all explanation and understanding. Mary finds the tomb empty. And because we are familiar with the story, we might think that this wasn't unexpected, that the resurrection was a plot twist that everybody saw coming. But it wasn't. No one was expecting it. This is why the disciples scatter. This is why Thomas doubts. This is why the women go to the tomb in the first place. They went not to see if something miraculous had happened, but to dress and anoint a body. Because for them, even on Easter morning, Jesus was dead and the story was over. And so for Mary, the missing body wasn't something to rejoice over. It was something to grieve over. When it comes to our spiritual lives, we sometimes think that we need to have everything all figured out, that we need to have all of the answers lined up in a tidy row. Some even withhold their faith until the life with God makes complete, logical, or rational sense. Once we can rationally get our minds around the way of God and know all of the ins and outs of what God does, well, then we can get on board. But here's the thing. Faith doesn't always make sense. The resurrection is completely nonsensical. If you think about it, someone being the enfleshment of God, living 2,000 years ago, being crucified and then rising from the dead, well, it's completely beyond the realm of our understanding. It defies all rationality and all logic. Now, don't get me wrong, there are reasons to believe in the resurrection. There are theological reasons, there are historical reasons, and there are factual reasons. There are reasons that we can say with confidence that Jesus of Nazareth, the man who went around teaching and healing, who was testified in the scriptures in a historically reliable way, he was crucified and his body was raised from the dead. Here's the point, though. If you are waiting to understand all of the ins and outs of this before you take a step forward to believe in the reality of Christ and his resurrection, well, then you are missing out on the life that Jesus is calling you into. Because what changed for the disciples, what changed everything for Mary, was not this detailed understanding of the process of resurrection, how it occurred and why it occurred. No, what changed their minds, what changed their lives, was meeting the risen one. To Mary, the risen Jesus speaks her name. To the rest of the disciples, Jesus appears in their midst. To Thomas, Jesus invites him to touch his wounds and feel his presence. And in that moment, when they are face to face with the risen Lord, they know the reality of God more deeply than they will ever understand it. Now, don't get me wrong, understanding is a good thing. Please don't think that I am suggesting that you need to check your brains at the door of the church. No, everyone is encouraged to explore. Everybody is encouraged to ask questions. Learn about your faith. There are a plethora of books that you can read that will give you deeper understandings. But just because we don't understand something, it doesn't mean it's not true or real or can deeply impact our lives. When the scripture records that John, the beloved disciple, goes into the tomb, it describes how he, quote, saw and believed, but he still did not understand. Instead of making belief contingent on some level of understanding that you may or may not ever have, what if you saw your understanding of the resurrection as flowing out of this place of daring belief? What if you dare to believe that the resurrection of Jesus ensures the removal of everything that hinders you spiritually, and that the presence of Jesus is with you in a deeper way than you can imagine? What if you dared to believe that just as Jesus called Mary, just as Jesus called Lazarus and Zacchaeus, so too Jesus calls out to you, not to condemn you, not to criticize, but to invite you into a more satisfying spiritual life than you could ever imagine? What if you dare to believe that the presence of Jesus is real, and so is his love for you? So is his forgiveness of every sin or burden that you carry around. So is his eternal acceptance of you. And what if the resurrection of Jesus is the answer for whatever you are trying to understand about your spiritual life? Would you dare to believe it? If you do, you just may find yourself in the presence of the living Lord.
No matter what you're going through, you are not alone. Sis, if you've experienced pain in your father-daughter relationship, I want you to know that you are loved and seen. I'm Kia Stevens, host of the Hope for Women with Father Wounds podcast, and I created my show to help you exchange your father wounds for the love of God the Father. Join me for encouragement, wisdom, and scripture. Just search Hope for Women with Father Wounds on lifeaudio.com. or wherever you get your podcast.